Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while most of us want to kind of now avoid the news, just move on, start reopening our businesses, kind of move on from COVID, there's some things that are brewing, and I am a little nervous about our being distracted and with what things could be coming around the bend. So every day it seems like the new administration wants to pass something, spend some more money, make new rules. And I feel like a lot of the country is distracted. And until somebody goes, they want to do what? Wait, what's going on? Wait, what? Nobody hears about it. And me being in the media, I am watching the news. Like, for example, Representative Liz Cheney lost her post in the House Republican leadership today. A lot of people are probably thinking, okay, why is this a headline? Well, it's huge, and it's huge in that this is a piece of moving, of the GOP moving in a direction when it comes to the next election. And so I'm starting to see the pendulum try to kind of narrow its oscillation, as when the Biden administration came into office, the Democrats are just as split as the Republicans are in terms of being over-liberal, in terms of reformed, in terms of wokeness, in terms of climate change. And the Democrats are not very united. They try to be. They try to appear to be. And Biden, who had said he was going to be more moderate, ended up wanting to, you know, please his very, very noisy base that was screaming that they have to, you know, raise unemployment benefits and, you know, all sorts of things and spend money, more money and climate change. And so he wanted to give it. And on the Republican side, the Republicans had to play defense because they had lost the Senate. They technically didn't lose the Senate, but they're not in a very strong Senate position, being 50-50, with the vice president breaking the tie. And even though they gained seats in the House, they're still in the minority, and they lost President Trump's administration. So the GOP has been fighting internally about how the election went down. And you see memes saying if the pipeline could be hacked, if power grids could be hacked, if the Senate could be hacked, the CIA could be hacked, you know, a voting booth could be hacked. I don't know much about what happened with the election, but it is intriguing to me that, you know, we saw such enthusiasm for Trump. Even, you know, left-leaning media said, gosh, everybody I'm asking around here says they're voting for Trump. I mean, there's a lot more Trump supporters than, we expected. This was just something that I didn't think was going to go the way of Biden, but it did. Whether it was fraud, whether it really happened, it's now moot. He's the president. This is how things, you know, we're moving forward. But Liz Cheney, who was a very outspoken critic of President Trump and had been a leader in the House Republican leadership, and today she was voted out. So does that mean that the Republicans are going to double down on Donald Trump? So there is a lot of dissension in between the party. Apparently 100 Republicans led by a, quote, anonymous Trump critic has signed a letter threatening to form a third party unless it breaks with the former president. And I, you know, this is where I have a big problem with politics. And as a physician, looking at where we need to go with Medicare, look at where we need to go with education, where we need to go with COVID, you know, I want to make sure that what whoever is in power, whoever our administration chooses, is not radical, is not revolutionary, is moderate, but makes some darn good decisions. I think Trump and his administration made some great decisions, and then he made some poor ones. Same thing with Biden. I think Biden made a good decision the other day when he said, look, guys, if you are offered a job and you don't take the job, you could lose your benefits. That was pretty good. Thank you. That's what we needed a president to say. You know, we need to look at our borders and, you know, not restrict people from opening their business, but letting people with COVID come into our border. So if the Biden administration starts to act on the border, I'm going to be a fan. If they don't, and we still have kids and trafficking and all that, I'm not going to be. So from the Republican side, if there is the enthusiasm that there was for Trump, and you have people very mad at the current administration, I know they say the polls are saying he's doing well, but not from what we're hearing. It's, you know, where the next election is going to be, it gets its start now. In terms of the House, by January, we're already going to be seeing new House races. And I can't even look at politics. I'm so done with politics. But we have, unfortunately, so many new programs that are now being passed, so many things that affect our kids, our spending, our tax rate, the growth, new business. And if the current administration doesn't do things right, we are going to be very vulnerable from a cyber standpoint, from a car standpoint, from a fuel standpoint, from an electricity standpoint. I do not want my car dependent on electricity. In fact, I was just told that in my house we're going to have a power outage. It's hot where I live. So we're already going to be experiencing power outages where I live. They have to conserve power. Power is not infinite. Power is very finite. And so I worry about some of the decisions this administration is making, just like people worried about decisions Trump's administration made. And so when you look and see where the GOP is standing, it looks like the GOP is still not convinced that Trump is going to be their candidate. But the fact that you see this dissension, it starts to make you kind of wonder if they're going to be able to be effective and successful in the next election. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking about immunity and how our bodies react to allergies. Remember we talked about how allergy season is getting longer and more severe based on where you live and the plants and the pollen and climate change and all sorts of stuff. So our allergies are a defense mechanism. You breathe something in, you sneeze it out, you cough it out, you wheeze to not let it get into the lungs. Unfortunately, the allergy could be worse than the allergen, but it's a defense mechanism. Same thing with us getting sick. We get a fever. Fever, the elevated temperature, trying to kill the pathogen, our sneezing the pathogen out, our coughing the pathogen out, our being tired and fatigued so we don't go out there and get out into the cold or go out into the heat or dehydrate. You know, I urinate a lot. I pee a lot when I'm sick. It's almost like my body tries to diarrhea, so then I go and I, you know, get more fluid. I don't have diabetes. It's my body's trying to get something out. So we have an immune response for allergies. We have an immune response for being sick. And one thing I talked about years ago is, do we have a quote-unquote immune response or a defense mechanism for our mind, for our mental health? Now, how many of you have ever suffered from anxiety or depression? I have never really had anxiety disorder or depression per se, but did I have a panic attack? Not really, but I was close to one. There was one time where it was like the most horrible news and I felt like I needed to crumble. Only lasted about a minute, and it was just devastating, and I was able to still work and all that, but that's the closest I got to that. And then in terms of being in a funk, yeah, I've been in a funk. You know, I've been in a funk. It happens. But what if anxiety and depression are defense mechanisms? You know, it's interesting. I had a friend who said they were in a workplace or an environment, and every time they're in that environment, they get anxious. They get, you know, and we didn't know if it was a toxic work environment. We just didn't know if it was, I don't know, a mold, asbestos, what. But I thought maybe it's a defense mechanism. That's the body's way of telling her something's not right. This isn't where she's supposed to be. This isn't your, you know, your next play. This isn't where you're supposed to be. So maybe that anxiety is trying to make you get out of there. And you know, maybe you're vitamin D deficient and the body wants you outside in the sun. And because you're indoors, you're anxious about it or get into a funk. Same thing with depression. So a friend of mine was not really doing that well. Something happened a few weeks ago, just not feeling up to it. So I'm like, come out with me. Come on, let's go. Let's go drink. Let's just party. Let's just come out with me. I'll help you feel better. No, I don't want. I just want to stay home. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, that person has depression, so I need to help. I need to cheer him up. I need to, well, what if that person wanting to stay home and that person wanting to isolate is a defense mechanism? Somebody who's depressed, I didn't realize they were depressed. I just thought that they were feeling that way because they haven't socialized or the breakup or whatever. But if somebody is, let's say, in a depressed, vulnerable state, should they be just wandering in a fog in traffic? Should they be drinking alcohol? Should they be going to a club and sleeping with a stranger? So when somebody who's depressed decides to stay home, that might be a defense mechanism. You know, if I ever have a day where I'm a little down and I'm home, whenever I go out, I feel good. I love going out. I'm very extroverted in that. But home reminds me of what matters. I got my family. I got my pets. I feel safe. I could cry. You know, I grew up in a family where you don't cry. Why are you crying? You're being a crybaby. We don't cry. And so I didn't cry a lot as a kid. Of all the siblings, I was the one that cried the most. So I was called a bachianit, which is a crybaby, but still, you just don't cry. And so it's interesting because it wasn't until menopause that I started crying more. Like, what are these, tears? Because I guess when your estrogen is off and you're not sleeping, you cry more. I wasn't depressed. I just noticed that I could cry, even in a movie. I could watch a Disney movie and cry. That never happened to me. Now I'm crying during a Disney movie. What is wrong with me? But anyway, crying isn't bad. Crying is a release. Crying helps you release other endorphins. It seems to handle your cortisol. And so when we look at anxiety and depression, it is devastating. Living for years with anxiety and depression does shorten your life. It could cause you to go to addiction. It could prevent sleep. I'm not saying anxiety and depression are good things like vitamins. I'm not saying that. But when you do see somebody that has anxiety and depression, or you feel that way, there is a chance that you might feel that way to cope. You know, some people, they get depressed or tired, they want to sleep. And sleeping a lot is a sign of depression. Sleeping a lot could be a sign of COVID. Sleeping a lot could be a sign of low thyroid. It's a symptom. So if somebody wants to sleep, that's a symptom that they might have depression. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to stop their sleep. If they need sleep, if that's what makes them feel better, let them sleep. You still need to identify what the cause is. Are they anemic? Are they vitamin deficient? Are they suicidal? You still want to know if there's something you need to treat. But if somebody with depression wants to sleep a little bit, it's okay. Let them get some sleep. So, you know, I bring this up because we're right now in a state where we want to change the world and we want to make everything better. And as we do that, we start to, unfortunately, damage some things. I mean, we want the maternal and paternal bonds with our kids stronger. We feel we've lost a lot of family unity. But then when you change calling somebody mom or dad to birthing gestational parent, you're just making things a little colder. And, you know, what about Mother's Day for the stepmoms? What about those women that are infertile that, you know, still are a mom to somebody? Call it a birthing parent. Now you've just made it worse. So we need to be very careful with how we address anxiety and depression. Now, psychologists are on this. Psychologists already understand there's defense mechanisms. Psychologists get it, which is why they say have a cry. You feel bad about it. You know, let's talk about it. Why do you feel bad? That's pretty justified. The fact, so many people I talk to with mental illness, I tell them, you're not ill. Anybody else would be sad or upset about that. The reason why you're in a funk is because you're 1,000% normal. That is exactly how somebody should feel. If you got pooped on by your boss, if you got fired, if you got dumped, that would affect anybody. In fact, if you lost a family member and you didn't go into, you know, a sad funk, then that looks like something's wrong. So we look at depression and anxiety as stigmas, as things that you should fight, you shouldn't have, you should hide, you should know. You know, if I'm having menstrual cramps one day, or I'm having a headache, why can't a person have a bad day? I'm having a bad day. You know, people's serotonin go up and down. Why aren't people more in tune with their serotonin levels? Well, because we don't have a blood test. But a lot of times you could feel it. You can feel when you're having a bad serotonin day or a good serotonin day. After I eat a piece of chocolate, I have a serotonin high. It only lasts about 5 minutes, but I feel good after my chocolate. But, you know, if my serotonin is low, I notice that people cutting me off tick me off a little bit more. When my serotonin is good, I'm like, jerk. And I'm just listening to my song, driving my speed limit. But when somebody makes me mad, cuts me off, like today, somebody would not let me onto the road. I was coming on the on-ramp. It was my turn. They did everything possible to cut me off. I was in a good mood, so I was like, idiot. You know, but with my serotonin's low, I'm like, you son of a blah, blah, blah. You know, but you know what? Move on. Pick our fights. So I'm really lucky with my serotonin levels. But, you know, why can't people say, look, I'm having a bad serotonin day? You know, or I'm just having a bad day. Right? Not really feeling it today. That's okay. Then don't drag them to happy hour. Don't drag them into a meeting where they can mess up with their boss. They might have defense mechanisms kicking in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing for bipartisanship in a tightly divided Congress.
When I ran, I said I wasn't going to be a Democratic president. I'm going to be a president for all Americans. And what the bottom line here is, we're going to see whether we can reach some consensus on a compromise.
Opening a meeting with top congressional leaders, Biden expressing a desire to find areas of consensus and compromise with Republicans. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy accepting invitations from Biden and meeting with him at the White House. Inflation is increasing at its fastest point in more than 12 years. That's because it jumped 4.2% on an annualized rate in April. Republican lawmakers saying rising prices and a lackluster jobs report are all the more reasons for the federal government to not be spending any more money, as it will only hurt the economy as it recovers from the pandemic. USA Radio News. The average price for a gallon of gas is soaring above $3 a gallon as gas stations run dry amid the Colonial Pipeline hack. This is the first time since 2014 that prices have pushed that threshold, fueling fears of a supply shortage. According to GasBuddy.com, over 15% of Georgia fuel stations are out of gas and nearly 25% of stations are out of gas in North Carolina. No masks for kids. That was the response from Republican Governor Ron DeSantis when asked what should be the directive for school districts across Florida next fall.
Our direction is, relatively simple. Have a normal school year, okay?
Governor DeSantis continuing at a Catholic school in Jacksonville.
These kids do not need to be wearing these masks, okay? I'm sorry, they don't. We need to be able to let them be kids and let them act normally, and that's what should be the case in the fall throughout the school year.
This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So UC Berkeley, I guess, was crowned the nation's top public university in a new ranking. This was according to QS World University Rankings 2021 top list of American universities. I've never been to Berkeley, but apparently they're pretty high up there. Stanford was ranked second best university in the country. UC Berkeley ranked nationally as the fourth best overall, according to the list. Harvard took the top overall spot. Now, the rankings were decided by UK Kingdom-based company QS. They analyze institutions of higher education around the world. And they come up with this list each year. And they, let me see if I have a full list. They evaluated 350 universities in 49 states to rank them based on employability, diversity, internationalization, student learning experience, and other factors. 38 California universities made the rankings, second only to New York's 74. You know, it's interesting. I live in the West Coast. So, us West Coasters, we look a little differently at college. We want people to go to good schools. But for us in the West, it just seems to be a priority, but not as much a priority as in the East. Now, I could be misconstruing this, but having family back East, it's all about where they're going to college, how they got into college, which college. See, for me, and who I'm around, and mind you, I'm around a lot of physicians. It's, you know, medical school's going to cost a lot of money, so just get into a good undergrad and get good grades. Just get into an undergrad that you can get good grades in. And I think that's kind of what happened with me. And maybe it's a medical thing, or maybe not a West Coast thing, but I just don't hear the conversations when it comes to universities on the West as I do when I'm on the East Coast. You know, we'll talk to waiters and waitresses. They're talking about jobs. They're talking about travel. They're talking about on the East Coast. It's, oh, yeah, I went to this university. My friend just got into here. And just, it's, I don't know. It's like maybe colleges are bigger there. I don't know. But see, for me, because I was poor, my family said you have to go to college. They said, we can't pay for it, but you're going to have to get good grades because you're going to have to get a scholarship because you have to go to college and we don't have the money to put you into college. And I did. I got straight A's. I went to 12 schools. Folks moved around a lot because Dad gambled and they had issues. But I was able to still maintain a 4.5 GPA in high school because I took honors classes, did AP classes. So I got a full ride to the public university in my school at UNLV. And thank God I did. It covered my tuition. So all I had to do was support myself. I lived in town, but I couldn't live with my folks, and so I waited tables. Well, I was too young to wait tables, per se, but I worked at Jack in the Box, tutored. I waited tables in medical school. But I basically held a bunch of part-time jobs and got myself through college. But for medical school, what really mattered for medical school was your score on the MCAT and your grade point average. And so I remember thinking to myself it would be great to apply to Harvard and apply just to see if my 4.5 high school GPA would get me into it. But then what's the point if my family couldn't afford it and pay and they wouldn't co-sign for loans? They had bad credit, I guess. And so I'm like, if I can't, why spend the, I think it was like a $50 application at the time. I didn't have 50 bucks. So if I couldn't even afford the application fee, how the heck am I going to go to a college like that? And you want to know what? My grades in college were still excellent. I graduated cum laude despite working. I did research. I did community service. I did well on the MCAT. I got into medical school. I got into residency, thank God, with God's help and you know, support from my friends and teachers. And then I made it. Now I'm, you know, on radio nationally. It's a dream come true. And I didn't have to go to Harvard. Now, mind you, Harvard's a fantastic school. Princeton ranks high, Harvard ranks high, Columbia, MIT, Yale, University of Chicago, University of Pennsylvania, California Institute of Technology, Johns Hopkins. I mean, these are phenomenal colleges and universities. I'm not knocking them. But I worry when you hear these rankings and when you see these rankings, I worry that people are going to think that if they can't go to a university like this, then it's not worth the money. And it's not worth going. And that's not the case. I don't know much about East Coast, but West Coast, I mean, if you graduated, have a bachelor's degree from a four-year university, you're pretty good. So these rankings rank number one Harvard, number two Stanford, number three MIT, number four UC Berkeley, number five UCLA. I did my last year of medical school at UCLA. UCLA is a fantastic university, but as a medical student, we did more at UNR, where I went to medical school, than the UCLA students did. At UNR, because the hospitals were so understaffed, the students were delivering babies. We were doing surgeries. We were doing things that the residents were only allowed to do at UCLA. So my background at UNR, I think, far exceeded what a lot of hands-on experience UCLA medical students had. UCLA still had a phenomenal medical school, but the students were not allowed to do certain things that I was able to do in Nevada and Las Vegas. Because, again, they were understaffed, and the students had to be first assist on a lot of things. So a 36-hour shift, you know, every 36-hour shifts back-to-back, you get a lot of patient time. But anyway, UCLA made number 5, Yale number 6, Columbia number 7, Princeton number 8, New York University number 9, University of Pennsylvania number 10. So great schools. Then comes University of Chicago, Cornell, Duke, Johns Hopkins, University of Southern California, Northwestern University in Evanston, Carnegie Mellon, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Brown University in Providence, Boston University. By the way, I drove by Brown University when I was in Rhode Island. It's a really nice campus. Beautiful campus. Providence, Rhode Island is exquisite. Boston U. These are great schools, but I think a good school is one where it doesn't sit here and proselytize or demand a certain narrative and get political. It fosters free speech, and it allows people who want to be active in politics or active in church or active in the LGBTQ community, to not be, canceled. We heard that, I guess there was a Harvard professor or somebody on the Harvard board had been a Republican, and they tried to out the person. I don't understand that. If you're a university and you have people wanting to be of a certain creed or a certain belief or a certain political ideology, isn't that where college fosters that? And so I don't know which school does that the most. You only hear these isolated stories. But there is this trend that college campuses want to not make college graduates, but want to make liberals. And you have to be very careful with that. Because the whole purpose of people going to college is to learn how to debate, is to learn how to think, is to learn how to see both sides, is to understand the arguments. You know, a worry I have with some of the young individuals is many of them are so, what's the word for it when they're so, not hypnotized, but they're so proselytized that when somebody says, so this is interesting. Did you see it this way? Being devil's advocate. See, being devil's advocate was a term we used in the 90s. So being devil's advocate, what about this? I'm not saying I'm on that side. I'm just being devil's advocate. They don't use that term anymore. They're not using that term. They're like, no, that's just stupid. Or that's just racist. Or that's just, and you're like, no. You're in college. We talk about both sides. We always talk about both sides. Why aren't we talking about both sides? So I really urge universities to get that back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I talked about how if you don't use it, you lose it. There is a lot of pressure from other countries putting on the United States to give some of their vaccines to them. Brazil is a country that has been swamped and overwhelmed with COVID. Their P1 variant apparently can infect people who already had COVID. You know, and somebody says, oh, I've had COVID, so I'm good. Not entirely. You know, unfortunately, people can't get COVID a second time. The P1 variant that's circulating in Brazil is a sign of that. I think they also have the UK variant there, too. And in Brazil, Their two main vaccines is the Chinese Sinovac, which apparently they don't have enough of, and the AstraZeneca vaccine. So those are the two main vaccines that Brazil has. And I know people are like, why don't they have the Pfizer? Why don't they have the Moderna? Why don't they have, well, you know, these companies, you know, they could make millions of shots, but to make billions, it's harder. That's why Biden is looking at suspending the patent, which I don't think is a good idea. I think we just need to work it where we get Pfizer and Moderna employees or ambassadors to these other countries to help them build up and ramp their vaccine production without giving all the secrets away. But these countries are in trouble. Well, apparently we have some breaking news that several Brazilian states have now halted the AstraZeneca vaccine among pregnant women. They're still using the AstraZeneca vaccine for others. But in terms of pregnant women, apparently there was a death of a woman in Rio de Janeiro. And so the national regulator Anvisa recommended an immediate suspension. They issued a statement saying there are constant monitoring of adverse events on COVID vaccines in use in the country. Sao Paulo state halted COVID-19 vaccination for pregnant women with comorbidities, and Rio state suspended inoculations of all women. So when they say comorbidities, comorbidities is if you have, let's say, diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke history, blood clot history. If you have things that could, unfortunately, add to a side effect or death with something, they'll call it a comorbidity. Now, so if somebody has high blood pressure and diabetes and asthma and all that, those are considered comorbidities, depending on what you're addressing. So some states, just those who are at high risk. Others, they're saying all pregnant women were just going to stop the AstraZeneca. That's not the whole country of Brazil, but a majority of states. So apparently there was a pregnant woman who received the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, only one, and they've given out millions. The outlet reported that the AstraZeneca shots have been suspended, but they have a lack of doses of the Chinese Sinovac one, which means you have expectant mothers now with, quote, virtually no option. Now, what happens with COVID in a pregnant woman? Well, unfortunately, if you're pregnant, you are immunocompromised. Now, some of us feel like our immune system is better. You know, some of us don't get as sick as easily. We think that, you know, there's some protection with the baby. But on the flip side, we are, our resources are being shunted to help make a little baby, like my baby Stone or my baby Brocky. And my little tiny fishy tushies, they need as much nutrients as possible. And you don't really eat for two, but if you are hungry, eat. Eat healthy food. Get those prenatal vitamins in. So you are vulnerable in certain parts of your pregnancy, and maybe throughout the whole thing for some. So the last thing we want when pregnancy is already so vulnerable as it is, because a pregnant woman could have a blood clot, a pregnant woman can miscarry, a pregnant woman could bleed or hemorrhage, a pregnant woman could have a spike in high blood pressure or an issue with her liver or her kidneys. Already, pregnant women have enough to deal with. Okay, we just don't go through it like Rachel did on Friends. Being pregnant is not very easy. And so you don't want to, on top of that, throw an unknown virus like COVID into the mix that could have long-term side effects. In fact, they're talking about long-term neurological and mood and clot issues with COVID. If a pregnant woman is at risk for blood clots, you definitely don't want her getting COVID if COVID could cause blood clots. So that's why we doctors are on the side of vaccinating a pregnant woman. Why do you think we vaccinate all pregnant women for flu if we can? We do not want a pregnant woman getting the flu. The other thing, too, also is if you do get sick when you're pregnant, there's not a lot of medications that are fetal safe. Now, to protect the life of the mother, you know, we'll use whatever we have to. But we just don't want you in a position where you need to be on medicines and then that could even put the baby at risk. So when it comes to a pregnant woman, you know, because people are like, Dr. Dahlia, why are they already pushing the vaccine on pregnant women? Well, it's because we really don't want pregnant women getting COVID. We've had people die, go into comas, having COVID, and then us having to deliver the baby because the woman is, you know, COVID took her out. It's not a good illness. So we want pregnant women to get the vaccine. But with this news coming out of Brazil, I know people are like, oh, man, they shouldn't have made a big deal about one case. Actually, if you want people to trust you, especially a pregnant woman who's not only trusting you with her body but the baby, you need to show that you are taking any of these cases seriously. So if somebody was pregnant, got a vaccine, and died, and it was a very rare case, they have to investigate it. It's ethically, it's their ethical duty. So current data from, I believe, Pfizer and Moderna show it doesn't affect the placenta. It shows that, let me see here, some of the latest is I don't even think it transfers the placenta. So we have this study saying that is there's no evidence of injuries in the placentas of patients who received a vaccine while pregnant. So basically what these researchers did is after the baby, the placenta is kind of like the black box in an airplane. So after the baby is delivered, you get a placenta. I think the placenta has a code, its instructions. So you give birth, and there's no instructions that come out. Like, you know, when you open up like a, you know, Play-Tel box of toys, there's instructions. The baby comes out with no instructions. I think the instructions are on the placenta. I think the placenta is your instructions, and we need to read the code. But everybody grabs the placenta, rips it out of the room, I guess makes Jell-O out of it in the cafeteria. I don't know what they do with it. But you don't get your placenta. You don't get to touch your placenta. And I think, like Braille, there's a way to read it. So what they've done is when pregnant women have gotten the vaccine, they've looked at the placenta. And if the placenta looks like there's been damage, they could then retrospectively look and see, huh, maybe there is an issue with the vaccines. Apparently, according to Northwestern Medicine researchers, no, didn't see any of that. They said if there are issues with the pregnancy, they will see changes in the placenta. So the team looked at 84 placentas. They're really cool. They look heavier than they are, so you're anticipating a weight, but then they're lighter, but they're squishy, and they're slippery. It's weird. Placenta's pretty cool. And so anyway, they looked at 84 placentas from vaccinated patients, 116 placentas from unvaccinated patients. All patients delivered babies at the Prentice Women's Hospital in Chicago. And they had most of the vaccinated patients got either Moderna or Pfizer shots. And the team looked for abnormal blood flow between the mother and the fetus, issues with the blood flow. I didn't really expect the vaccine to do that, but they did. And but which is interesting, the COVID virus has caused issues with blood flow. So the virus itself, but not the vaccine. And so they looked at any sort of issues that they saw with that. And they said, look, you know, we're looking actually now at the placenta. So that should give another layer of confidence that the vaccine is safe. So what's happening with AstraZeneca and why this person died, we don't know. If it does end up being a clot issue, then they are going to have to reevaluate, because, you know, in the European Union, in the EU, they already have some warnings on the AstraZeneca one. And we are not at any time, I think, approving the AstraZeneca shot right now in this country. But for now, Pfizer and Moderna deemed safe in pregnant people. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.